B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11:30 or 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Gold Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Cuz Radio with Junis hanging. And don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, the Ron Jaworski Show, one of my favorite listens of the week. And you get the great Jaws tonight at 6 o'clock. And joining us to preview that show and all things birds, the Pope of Philadelphia in football. When it comes to football, the Pope, Ron Jaworski. Jaws!
Anthony, another beautiful day in the tri-state area. Thank you for coming out to my fundraising golf tournament on Monday. It was a tremendous day, tremendous weather. We raised a lot of money for at-risk youth in our community. I want to thank my sponsors, Norris Sales, JPC Construction, and Genesis. And we had 30 groups that showed up. It was awesome. Sold out. So thanks for coming out and helping promote the great event. And we raised money for kids in the community.
36 of them you've done. That's amazing.
That is scary. I keep thinking of that. My hair was a different color when we started doing this, but it's been fun.
Oh, my God. And you put on such a great time, and Liz and all the crew you have. I mean, you guys do such a great job. It's so much fun. Those courses are beautiful, and it was such a gorgeous day. It was like, wow, what a day to be out here.
You know, it's kind of funny, too. You know, we scaled it back this year because, obviously, the pandemic, you know, everything was held outside, you know, lunch, breakfast, dinner. Everything was outside. We were social distance. And you know, hopefully we could bring it back next year to a big gala. But, you know, we kept more local celebrities than we've had in the past because a lot of guys don't want to fly and travel. But, you know, I'm going through the list of guys I've had at this event, you know, after 36 years you just mentioned. You know, guys like Johnny Unitas, Charles Barkley, Jim Kelly, Tom Brady, Joe Theismann. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I'm going like, it's like, damn, I really appreciate
a lot of gold
guys,
jackets.
A lot of gold jackets, you're right, you know, that have given back to the community. You know, unfortunately, a guy named Calais Campbell has played in my tournament as well a few times, and we saw too much of him on Sunday.
Really? I like to see less than Calais Campbell.
Yeah, right.
Well, one of the guys that was at your, at the gala, 2 years ago, for sure, and he's always there when he can, is Spags, right?
Steve's been there. Well, of course, they're busy now. Yeah. We had it in June. You know, I had a lot more coaches. You know, Doug has played. You know, he's played in the event. So we've had the coaches when it was in June. But this year, nothing was going on in June. So, yeah, Spags has always been a great supporter of the event. And, you know, he's a local guy. He's down the shore. We love Spags. I talk to him on a regular basis and try to get some good information. He's good for information.
Yeah, I only bring him up for this reason, because I was telling the story earlier in the show about the idea of winning a football game. And he said to me one day, he goes, you don't understand what it's like just to get a win. You know, because we slough it off sometimes as fans and media. You go, yeah, well, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But to actually feel good about yourself by winning a game, and when you're in the throes of something, and I feel like that's tomorrow night. Like, they have to win tomorrow night to feel good about themselves, to get that feeling back.
No question. Spags is absolutely right. I'll even skinny that down a little bit. As an offensive player, you know, sometimes it's hard to get a first down. You know, and sometimes you got to accept a little victory and say, all right, first down. Now, you know, get momentum going, get positive vibes. So you start at the smallest of accomplishments. And, you know, Spags is a win. You enjoy the wins. They're hard to come by. Sometimes first downs against good defensive teams are hard to come by. So celebrate those small victories and then pile them up. And tomorrow night is going to be an example where the Eagles have to start piling up some victories. They won 4-1. Hey, they're still in the thick of this thing. The Giants twice and the Cowboys the next 3 weeks. I expect the Eagles team to be 4-4-1 after the next 3 weeks.
Right? I mean, I do.
I mean,
you've seen the Giants on tape, but I mean, look, that's I like Joe Judge, and I think he's going to work out and be a good coach. But their talent is just, it's thin. They got nothing up there now.
And the loss to Saquon Barkley, obviously a huge, significant loss for them. It took away their balance on the offensive side, which you need to do, especially with that offensive line they have right now, you know, with the Giants. And, you know, they're a rebuilding team. You know, they weren't looking to win the division this year. They're looking at those baby steps. You know, Joe Judge has gone in there, much like Doug when he came here, changed the culture. Make it a culture shock. We're going to do things differently. We're going to compete every single down. We're not going to look at one game or a quarter of the season like a lot of coaches do. Joe Judge is going in there and he's put discipline in that organization. He's not going to deal with some of the off-the-field stuff that the Giants have dealt with over the last few years. So, you know, they weren't expected to be a playoff contender, but I do see some positive signs with that team. You know, Daniel Jones is an outstanding young quarterback, and when they surround him with an offensive line, he's going to be much better. I mean, he's their leading rusher, so it's obvious. Yeah. You know, he's been under duress an awful lot, Anthony, but, you know, they're going through that growing process right now. That's why, you know, I got the Eagles winning this one because of what the Giants are going through right now.
So let me ask you, and we're talking to the great Jaws on the Comcast Business Hotline, the idea of Hurts, and Doug said that more Hurts. You had to deal with that with Randall. What's that do to Wentz, knowing that you got to either be taken out of the game or you're going to be put out wide or you got another quarterback in the game? What's that do?
Personally, I don't like it. You mentioned I went through it with Randall back in 1986, where, you know, he'd run on the field on third and seven or more, and I'd run off the field, which is, by the way, the toughest down in football is third and long. But Randall had such tremendous running ability in the open field. You know, Buddy Ryan decided to go in that and help his maturation. It did help Randall's maturation as an NFL quarterback, but I don't think it helped our football team. And the quarterbacks are creatures of habit. You get into a rhythm in the game, and all of a sudden you're running off the field, you're running on the field, you're lining up as a wide receiver, you're lining up in a different position, you're blocking when Hurts breaks the pocket. You see all those things that are different for a quarterback, and Carson has accepted this. I give him all the credit in the world, but I'll guarantee you, because I went through it deep down inside, you're like, the hell's he doing?
Right. You know? Yeah, I agree.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
I don't like it when Sean Payton does it in New Orleans. I just sometimes go, you got Alvin Kamara, you got Michael Thomas when he's not ripping his teeth, fighting with his teammates. I mean, you got great skill guys there. Those skill guys are better than what kind of gimmick you can run.
Well, I will tell you this. We don't have a whole lot of skilled players right now.
Yeah. I know there's no Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas.
Here's where I may agree with Doug somewhat on this. You know, he's got to manufacture some big plays. You know, they're not going to go out there and just run the football. In fact, I think they're way off in their balance and their equilibrium right now. And I've just been, you know, looking at some tape this morning and looking at some of my notes and things like that. Right now, Anthony, they've rushed the ball 141 times this year, and probably 20 of those rushes were Carson's got 28, and probably 20 were Carson scrambles. They've got thrown the ball 281 times. 280. I mean, they've lost their balance. And, you know, when you got young, inexperienced guys, scale it back, simplify things. You know, they did go to some heavy offensive formation, the 6-0 linemen, last week against Baltimore, and they had some effectiveness with it. But, you know, when you got all these injuries, you got to scale it back. And number one, with young offensive linemen, I'm a big believer in this, and I've played for a lot of great offensive line coaches. And they said the best thing to do with young offensive linemen is put their hand on the ground, come off the ball, and hit somebody, not step back in a retreating position. Young guys in this league, they're not ready for NFL pass rushers yet.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think with this team, with what the Giants give you, I think it's with everybody out, I think it's a perfect time not to screw around. You could beat this team playing basic football.
Well, and you know, the field position is so important. And you know, the term I always use is complementary football. You know, this is a game where Doug doesn't have to be overly aggressive on fourth down. You know, punt the ball sometimes, put the Giants, you know, at their own 5-yard line or 10-yard line, make them go 90, 95 yards. They don't have the talent to go 95 yards. So they're gonna shoot themselves in the foot somewhere along the way. Their offensive line is dreadful. It's dreadful. This Eagles defensive line should dominate up front. They should earn their paychecks this week. They haven't every week, but this is where the money is spent by Howie Roseman. So this defensive line should dominate, but they've got to get back to playing complementary football, you know, and pin the Giants in the hole. Don't be overly aggressive because you're the better team.
Yeah, it's a short week, and it's got all those things point to the Eagles. And it look, like you said, all of a sudden you win the next three and you're in the driver's seat for that division. Or you watch the Cowboys Monday, like you saw the Cardinals put a smackdown on them, and then the fallout is they're ripping the coach anonymously in the media. Jaws, the Cowboys are unraveling. It's a great day.
That is so gutless, Anthony. When players start chirping to the media, you know, with these anonymous, I'm not putting my name on it. Then shut up. You know, I hate when guys talk to the media and give them this inside information and don't put their name on it. That, to me, that's gutless. And hey, some reporters are very good at getting guys to chirp a little bit, you know. And we love you, hey, as fans, we love hearing that, you know. The coaches are bad. They don't know what they're doing. Well, you know, I guess Ezekiel Elliott probably called some bad plays or involved in two bad plays when he fumbled. Oh, that's the coach's fault because not coaching them well. That's bull. We all know that stuff. But, you know, players want to start chirping all the time. And I'll go back to a comment I made to you a couple weeks ago, Anthony. After the Eagles beat the 49ers for that first win, and I watched the Giants, the Redskins, the Washington football team, I can't get that out of my mind, and the Dallas Cowboys, you know, that afternoon, because I'm like waiting for the Eagles night game. It was laughable. It was the Giants were horrible, the Washington was horrible, and Dallas was horrible. I'm going, the Eagles win this game, they're going to win a division. You know, and that's kind of the position they're in right now. And oh, by the way, no matter what the record is, the winning team of the division goes to the playoffs and gets a home game. Those are the rules. That's the rules. So, hey, I like the Eagles' chances right now.
Yeah, I know. And what happens when a team like the Cowboys unravel this early in the McCarthy's tenure? He's six games into it, and they're already chirping. Like that, I'll be honest with you. Jaws, I take glee in that, all right? I know you do, too. We hate them,
yep,
right?
Yep. So, no question. Yeah, you know, we'll talk about that next week more. We'll get into
but what does it do to a team, though? Yeah. When you're in all kinds of backbiting and infighting, I mean, that could be a disaster for them.
It could be. And you know, before the season, you know, I am a big Mike McCarthy fan. I think the guy is a terrific football coach. He was a terrific coach, you know, when he was with the Green Bay Packers. The guy is a Super Bowl winning coach. You know, so I thought, oh, this is scary. You know, the whole coaching dynamic is changing in the NFC East to Ron Rivera and Joe Judge. And I thought Mike McCarthy was the most seasoned guy. But, you know, you got to be in the right environment as a coach. You know, I don't know what the supporting cast is like that, not from a player's standpoint, but from the front office. We know Jerry and everyone else is involved in decision making and all those things, you know, so it is kind of a mess. And, we kind of love that it's a mess down there. So, but I'm still not going to, you know, say Mike McCarthy is a bad coach because he's not. And eventually that program will get turned around. But with their decimated offensive line, they're kind of the same position the Eagles are. You know, they got to run out some guys you didn't expect to play this year.
All right. So give me the Jaws playbook for tomorrow. Not the Joel's youth playbook that you are so good at.
Good answer.
Give me your playbook for tomorrow night. How do the Eagles win?
Well, as I said a moment ago, it's a very bad offensive line up in New York. And our defensive line, if they come to play up to their abilities or beyond, will dominate up front. I mean, I think, you know, no wins in the NFL are ever easy, but this is a game the Eagles should win. I was going to say, you know, our offensive line is banged up and, you know, our receivers are dropping balls and those are some issues. But I just think our team overall is a much more seasoned team. The ability to deal with adversity has always been a positive for a Doug Peterson coach team. He loves the underdog mentality. So they're going to come in tomorrow knowing that they got a chance to win tomorrow, beat Dallas, and of course, you know, beat the Giants again. You're 4-4-1, lead the division with a clear shot at winning the division. And by the way, that is the goal of every team. And I played on four teams in the NFL. When the coach comes up the first day of training camp and he goes to the board, goal number one, they don't say win the Super Bowl. They say win the division. That's the first step. The ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. The first step is to win a division. So everything is still in front of the Eagles right now as we speak.
Joel, it's great stuff. We'll be listening tonight, 6 o'clock, the Ron Jaworski Show.
Hey, I'll tell you, Anthony, I got Jeremiah Trotter
the Axeman.
And Trot, the Axeman, as he's known in this community, is fantastic. And, you know, we're going to talk about, and I know people mention it all the time, but I want to hear it from Trot, why the Eagles have this tendency to devalue linebackers.
Uh-huh.
And you think of the, you know, who's the last impact linebacker we've had here? Jeremiah Trotter. So yeah. I want to hear it from his lips to my ears, why the Eagles devalue that position in today's wide open NFL.
Man, I can't wait to hear that. Love Trot, and it's going to be a great show tonight, 6 o'clock right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joel Stacks, my brother.
All right, you got it, Anthony. You be careful. Be safe, all right?
You too, Pope. Okay. Take it easy, pal. Bye-bye. There he is, the great Ron Jaworski on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.